4 o'clock, and this is Centennial College Radio News. I'm Liu with Mark and Calvin. Looking at the weather outside is your studio. It's a cloudy 8 degrees. Now here are the headlines. Police finally decided to make arrests in the killing of Omar Willington. Safety Belts is going to launch in Toronto's Chinatown. Police is hoping the two-week campaign will help the area be safer. David Heath is convicted of giving out material to support terrorism. Here goes to our top stories. After 8 months of Omar Willington's death, police finally arrest 6 teenagers suspect in the case. According to CBC News, 3 of accused are 16, and the other are 14, 15, and 17. Omar Wellington, 17-year-old, was hit, beaten, and stabbed to death last July 21st behind an apartment complex in Flemington Park during daytime. Omar was killed in front of a lot of witnesses. However, no one dared to help Wellington. Joy Willington, victim's mom, says she could not recognize his face due to the beating. Police believe this case was a revenge attack. A video is posted at Toronto Homicide Detectives at video website YouTube showing the Crime Stoppers appeals. The second story is Toronto police is going to launch a blitz called Operation Blow Dragon in Toronto's Chinatown. It's to catch bad drivers, wayward walkers, and reckless cyclists. Police said in a new release that there are so many aggressive and distracted attitudes of motorists, cyclists, and pedestrians. People who live or work in the area complain a lot. According to CBC News, Winnie Wong, chair of the Chinatown Community Police Liaison Committee, said the problem is too many cars and too many people in the bustling commercial district. People are so eager to walk past the street, to cross the street, so they cause a lot of problems. Police is hoping the two-week campaigns will help the area to be safer. Australia gone. Guantanamo detainee David Heath pleaded guilty to the charge of providing material support for terrorism on Monday. It said that he is the first enemy combatant convicted by the military commission, according to CBC News. Heath was in the prison in Cuba for 5 years. U.S. Marine Corps Judge Raven Coleman said he now signed another plea bargain that limits his sentence to 7 years for supporting Al-Qaeda. Now we need to listen to Centennial student Miho's voicer.
The 2007 Popsicle Stick Bridge competition took place at the Scarborough Civic Center. It was hosted by Professional Engineers Ontario Scarborough Chapter. Project Manager Jason Edward organized this event.
The contest is for kids in elementary school to think about applying their skills in science to solve an engineering problem like construction of a bridge. The contest isn't easy because they only get popsicle sticks and then white glue, and a lot of them are only 8, 9, or 10 years old. But they're very creative. They make some very strong bridges.
David Graham is a grade 4 teacher at Sacred Heart Catholic School. He says children get to know about teamwork, management, and safety through the event. He helps them learn how to build a bridge.
We do research on the internet, show them movies about bridge building, and they do their own research at home. They took a lot of time, maybe about 3 weeks to 4 weeks. No part of the bridge was done at home, so parents couldn't help. They had to build entirely at school.
All children, parents, teachers, and volunteers seem to enjoy themselves. Lambert Singh is a student at Central Montessori School's Yorkmere campus. He says he learned a lot about bridge building.
We got 200 newtons. We should have made it more symmetrical because guy over there said that when you're building a bridge, the most important thing is that it's symmetrical.
Volunteer members ask the children to take the bridge home and find out why it didn't work. This way, they will not make the same mistakes next year. Mio Take, Centennial College Radio News.
Tim Peterson has defected from the Provincial Liberal Party. The MPP for Mississauga South is the younger brother of former Principal Premier or David Pearson. Premier McGuilty indicate that while he's disappointed with the departure of the MPP, one person will not affect the performance of his government. Ontario government will receive $26.4 million to cover the costs of an application by the Six Nations Confederacy near Caledonia. According to CBC News, Indian Affairs Minister Jim announced Thursday that $10.6 million is earmarked to help the province with the cost of policing incurred by the application, while $15.8 million is slated to help with the costs of buying the housing project still in dispute in the community 20 kilometers south of Hamilton. And that's the latest news. Now here are our Mark with sports.
Thanks, Lulu, and hi, everyone. The race for the NHL playoffs got even tighter last night as the Toronto Maple Leafs lost a tough one to the Atlanta Thrashers in overtime. The loss means the Leafs get only 1 point for their efforts. The playoff race in the East continues to be tight as six teams are within striking distance of the final two playoff spots. The Leafs sit just outside the bubble, 1 point back of the eighth-place Habs. With five games left in the season, they will need to pull off a win against the Pittsburgh Penguins this Saturday at the ACC to continue in the playoff hunt. Another Toronto sports team is in a better position, on the inside, looking out at the teams chasing them. The Toronto Raptors have a solid hold on first place in the Atlantic Division, six games up on the second-place New Jersey Nets. The Raps will face off against the Washington Wizards tonight in an away game. Washington sits atop the Southeast Division but are half a game back of the Raptors in fourth place overall. The top four seeds in the conference will get home court advantage for the first round of the playoffs. In other basketball news, March Madness winds down this weekend as the Final Four head to Atlanta. The NCAA basketball semifinals will feature Georgetown versus Ohio State in one, and UCLA versus the defending champs Florida in the other. Canada brought home their second medal in as many days at the World Aquatic Games in Melbourne, Australia. This time it was the entire Canadian team pulling off the victory with a bronze medal upset in the 800-meter freestyle relay. Brent Hayden, winner of a gold medal in yesterday's 100-meter freestyle, was a key member of the relay team. Some big names in sports are interested in using U of T's newly built sports dome. Renting out for professional sports events and practices could mean added revenue for the university. However, the students would be unable to use their own facility at all. Jason Jajala has this report.
U of T students have been in an uproar after learning that they can't use their own sports dome. On March 2nd, a university council voted against raising student fees by $10. Normally, students hate paying more money, but this fee would have gone into operating their newly built dome. Because of the no vote on raising fees, students will get pushed aside in favor of everyone else when it comes to the dome's usage, says Masha Sidorova, co-chair of the university's Council of Athletics and Recreation.
It's a hot facility. Everybody wants a piece of it. It was built for the students. Unfortunately, we might have to give it away, and we really, really don't want to.
Because students won't be paying for the dome, where will the money come from needed to run it? Well, it's going to come from those who are willing to pay for the space. Adam Pomper, also a co-chair of the Athletics Council, is fully aware of how the university will benefit from giving space to other athletics organizations.
People knocking on the door, you know, they want to give millions of dollars to rent our facility. CFL, you know, we can rent it 24 hours a day, 365 days a year if we wanted to. And the faculty can make millions of dollars, but that's not what we want to do.
But even though a $10 increase might seem like a little bit to get a big arena, there are some students who oppose the way it's being handled by the university.
Waleed Kogali of UTM.
And it's unfortunate that a minority doesn't like what's happening, what's going on. And you know what? The student experience sucks at U of T just because the university is not willing to put more funding.
The no vote decision has until May 1st to be revised. If the university agrees to go ahead with raising fees, students will be able to butt heads with each other over a game of lacrosse. If not, they'll be butting heads with the administrators to get back what was theirs to begin with. This is Jason Hahalia, Centennial College Radio News.
Finally, in the world of sports, Ireland is batting right now in their match against England in the Cricket World Cup. England put up a total of 266 when they batted, and Ireland is currently sitting at 105 for 3. That's all from the world of sports. Stay with us after the break when Kwok will have the latest from Hollywood.
Hi, I'm Herman, one of Santa's helpers. Rudolph would have been here too, but he's getting the light bulb in his nose replaced right now. We're inviting you to Allison's Pet Center for the annual and spectacular Christmas sale. Every year, kids send letters to Santa, asking for puppies and kittens, monkeys and mice, and to top it off, some ask for aquariums too. Can you imagine what the back of Santa's sleigh looks like? Come on, give Santa a break. I don't want to babysit all those animals and fishes until Christmas Eve. I want to go back to building dollhouses. Come to Allison's and save on household pets and presents for your pets. Get a head start on your Christmas shopping. The sale starts on Saturday and runs through Christmas Eve. Allison's is located at the corner of Fulton and North Streets in Petulama. And a meowy Christmas and a happy new year from Allison's Pet Center.
Welcome back. In the world of Hollywood, it seems Paris Hilton's exploits just keep coming, according to Reuters News Service, as the celebrity heiress faces jail time for possibly violating her probation. It was only in January that the 26-year-old star of The Simple Life received 3 years probation for alcohol-related reckless driving. Prosecutors now say they have proof that 5 weeks after the sentence, Hilton knew her license had been revoked when she was pulled over in Los Angeles for driving without her headlights on. If prosecutors are successful at a hearing set for April 27th, Hilton will likely face a jail term of 90 days. And across the pond, Paul Hewson, otherwise known as U2's Bono, has been awarded with a British knighthood in Ireland, says the Associated Press. The 46-year-old rock star slash humanitarian was given the award by British Ambassador David Redaway in a ceremony in Dublin. You won't be calling him Sir Bono, however, since that honor is reserved for citizens of the UK and British Commonwealth. And back in Canada, make sure you tune in to the CBC tonight to watch History in the Making as comedians and guest stars of the Royal Canadian Air Force hit the air for the first time as a live broadcast in order to mark its 300th episode. According to the Canadian press, the only other North American shows to reach this elite number have been The Simpsons and crime drama Law and Order. And there's no place like home for local Guyanese painter Michael Emile. A Canadian for 36 years now, Emile admits he misses the music, scenery, and partying of back home. It's evident in his vibrant paintings. Unfortunately, Emile can't go back to visit the country that is his muse. Yuro Mendoza reports.
Born in Guyana, Michael Emile draws on his homeland for inspiration to create his art.
I paint lots of scenery. I like the tropics. I think the tropics are very colorful. And I think the scenery in Guyana is unique.
One painting, jokingly yet aptly titled Three Women Dancing with Yellow Turbans, best shows off those beautiful colors he's talking about.
People usually like those colors so they could hear the music.
But the scenery and the colors are not only distant memories. Amazingly enough, Emile can still draw upon those memories for ideas 36 years later, a statement to his national pride. Still, there is a longing to return home.
Guyana is not the country I grew up in. Yeah, I've been wanting to go back and spend a couple months sketching and painting. But I get on my computer and I check the Guyanese papers and there's so much crime down there. It's unbelievable. That country is different.
Although it's not quite home, Emile hopes to remedy his homesick blues with a visit to a friend in El Salvador in the near future. This will give him a glimpse into an entirely new landscape, a new source of inspiration. Emile's work will be on display for the month of March at Golden Picture Frames at the intersection of Lawrence Avenue East and Scarborough Golf Club Road. Yuro Mendoza, Centennial College Radio News.
And that's it from here. Now back to Lulu for a final word.
Find more at our website at podcastcentennialcollege.ca/radio. For all us here at Centennial College Radio, I'm Lulu. Thanks for listening and have a great